Officials from across the North Country are celebrating the opening of a new customs facility to service general aviation at the Plattsburgh International Airport. Air travelers are required to check in at the closest customs facility when they cross an international border. That includes general aviation, such as private business and air cargo. A new federal inspection station now makes Plattsburgh International Airport an airport of entry and allows cross-border general aviation travelers to be cleared through customs. Local leaders celebrated its opening with a ribbon cutting Thursday.
Order, post, right turn, march.
North Country Chamber President and CEO Gary Douglas says the airport is now a port of excellence.
We now are the port of choice for private and corporate aircraft, general aviation aircraft entering the U.S., particularly from Quebec, who need to stop somewhere and clear, and we want them to stop here and clear, and we believe they will.
Clinton County Legislature Chair Harry McManus says the presence of a new customs facility opens the door to international travel opportunities.
While we always considered the airport international, given our proximity to our Canadian neighbors, we are now able to accept flights from anywhere in the world. The ability to be able to accept international flights provides new opportunities for all of us. These include passenger service outside of the United States, receiving air cargo, and of course, general aviation from international destinations. Now it's up to us to take advantage of these new opportunities.
The Champlain Port of Entry services the border region between Quebec and northern New York. Champlain Area Port Director Stephen Bronson says Customs and Border Protection had previously been limited to what type of aircraft and passengers it could process at the Plattsburgh Airport.
With this new capability, CBP will be able to clear a wide range of aircrafts to include commercial flights, general aviation, military flights, and aircraft being brought in for repair or refurbishment. We envision welcoming vacationers, business visitors, international athletes, and returning residents while fully completing our core homeland security mission.
Three commercial airlines service Plattsburgh International Airport, and general aviation ranges from small fixed-wing aircraft to charters and military aircraft, according to airport manager Christopher Craig.
With the introduction of customs, we expect that business to grow. This adds a new dynamic to our operation that we didn't have previously. You know, for charters, international charters, commercial cargo, it's a good opportunity for us, and it's been a long-awaited opportunity.
There is another customs facility at the airport's main terminal for commercial flights. Craig reports that about 250,000 passengers travel through that part of the airport annually. New York State has invested about $38 million in various projects at the Plattsburgh International Airport. Airport manager Christopher Craig says the new customs facility and an adjacent new cargo facility collectively cost about $8 million. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.